VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelisebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesisangemakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekuphepheni kwayo, nathi ngisezosithinda. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayani kwami isivalo ngaphoqa ngamanye nami. Ngase ngiqamukisana but abaningi bashele ebhasini.
Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula. Kodwa bayamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV. Kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela, bekhohlwa ukuthi yibini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi i-justice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo. Ngoba nofaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebeilahlekelwe.
Uhulumende wase-South Africa utshela izizwanane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthumeziye lama-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kuphe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka kobulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalaba abakade begade libhasi ngabathenga impahla kwele South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli. Njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuka edolobheni leZwishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuka eZwishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlula eFlaposi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili igqili umathe umlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha ngamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi batholelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela se-United Blue Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umthayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo ukuthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha epetrolo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesiphula off the road ukuthi sime sitshe ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time to apply my press.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZwishabani, njalo ukuthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kwelibhasi.
Mina ngiphume ngewindi benhlezi phakathi laphakathi. So mina ngiphume ngewindi. So abaningi bayehlulekile kuqumba ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama tenghamba la ayimboni kuze kube nakhathisa. So ngicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
UNkosazana Siboniso Nyathi yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. UManyathi uthi iningi labantu lijele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesibangemakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka empepheni kwayo nathi sesesithini nakuqala. Ngase ngitshayisa ivalo, ushaya ngibona isivalo wakuqonga umnyango, ngase ngiqonga umnyango.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane u-Reverend Lindsay Nleya ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi njalo ukuthi lingozi izwisa usizi.
Ya silusizi kakhulu, yinto ebuhlungu leyo ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili, la malungu amabili ngama members of one family, ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba khona ngilaye lapha kakwanisi lutho. So ukutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela nje so.
Omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankezi eFlabusi njalo usondele kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokubhuza ukufika.
Kumele sisincedise ngamasinyane sihlekile ukufika ngesikhathi. Mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota i-fire brigade ifike khathi sekuseni ngemva kwe-5 hours to 6 hours khona ifika isophethumile. Akuncedi ukubana kade vele befuna. Imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume aye abalekelise. Kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezinganithi.
Umphathi ntambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Bednico Ncube uveze ukudabuka ngalingozi njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe isihlobo kulingozi.
As government sivele siyaphathisana lezimbuli into eza kulokhuzwa ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ukubana nawo kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa le ntatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokucwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emandebeleni uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshina ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. UZulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikula ibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWest Nicholson ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangamachumi amane lambili, inkampani yeBrooklyn Express ithi bangamachumi amathathu lanye. Umqondisi wenkampani le umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu wethule umbiko namhla ntambama esithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyonale impelaviki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
Uchamisa obezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubizwa kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare wafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ngcwabakazi njengoba lokhu kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcwethi wezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo. Njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo. Kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizula.
Kodwa umunye okhulume le-Studio 7, umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube, oyisakhamuzi seHarare, uthe uChamisa engabe ekhulumela amazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika-1 Ngcwabakazi ngoba esebhekane le nkinga yokuthi engabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awatshileyo izolo lana uwatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebesithi nguye owabangela lolu udlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kade bezama ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya esephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohla udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokubulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozi Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yibini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi i-justice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulumeli sekomishini yona le ecwayisa ngodlakela luka-1 Ngcwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusikho kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi laye uChamisa azofakaza. Njalo ikomishini ihlazonxusa wonke umuntu ufaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikomishini ubonile ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa. Ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lomnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuza kuba nalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli iza kubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoze ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxuswanga. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
Sibonge uGibson Bhebhe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa exolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesiza lithulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lubhekise khona sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi lutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufisa ngamanye amazwe nje.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lila mali kumbe kufanele abe khona?
Okufuze sikunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa sasemutsha ekubuseni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusenza izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokho esikuthi thina ku-international relations kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efana naleyo we-AU. Yikho ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akunamali ezilizweni, kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo olulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane nelizwe ngasese. Yikho ke angiboni ukuthi into sesingathi siyenze ngathi sibabaze kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalo mhlangano yokuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donors. Ubonele Afrika lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Afrika kufuze bebe sebesekuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangkhona kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa. Babekwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola ixesha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisa e-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU. Ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamayakazi lase-China encedisa khona, siyabona ukuthi abantu basuka behuqulizele umkhonomi wabo nento ezifanayo lazo nalezo.
Lo ngumnumzana Richard Mahomva, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimhlotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe yisikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhlaka 15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka, ngoba bengihluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi balethe amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke ichaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Nqabuto Mabena, ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale, ukhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapassport abo amasha emahhofisini awe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenza i-passport endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka i-passport yakhe entsha.
Phakathi wabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 180,188. Lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe, kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS bese kusiba lamanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhlaka 30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, Peace and Democracy Project, umnumzana Gilbert Moyo, uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la maphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume, kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
abanye bamiswe imisebenzi, abanye amabhenki ayavala amaakhawunti abo ngendaba yokuthi amaphemithi akaphumi. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle, kodwa silokungabaza, silokwesaba, silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi eside kangaka.
Amaphemithi la abeqhubeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima ngenxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Malesitulo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingubenedict Nhlapho.
Live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi zisemgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu lekhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedalela umthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump, iWhite House, kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntathela izindaba yomsakazo weCNN, uJim Acosta owathathelwa lezi ncwadi ngemva kokubuzisisa uTrump imibuzo eyamcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamachumi ayisithupha lantathu, 63, kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha ayi-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathezi indaba yicheze midlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathezi indaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhasi lebhanana nxa lingayeke Chiefs ukubopha ziqini emdlalweni walo leBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ePapa Fields ngentsonto yemini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nye-1 kanyaya emdlalweni ohlandlela kuqala elemidlalo yalonyaka, njalo lenelise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba seCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMadinda uthi okungamelanga ngaba kuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
But we still want to fight. So we call us in our own way to back to back. But if you ask all of so we're going to revenge a lot.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu leliqhuthe elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili eliselelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi eleniqhuthe lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalonyaka iqembu leFC Platinum elizemukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandaba, njalo ihlanganiso yePSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahle iphe khona iqembu leFC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leChikelini ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leCapes United ngasePapa Fields, kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseRufaro. Ngesonto iqembu leDynamo lizemukela eMthatha City ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNicroot ngaseKibo. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leYada ngaseAsport. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rashe Charanda ocula ingoma ze-Afro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisaswanda.
Abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe
besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba
elokuzalwa nguSimba Rashe Charandura. Ngizalelwe kwaBulawayo esizinda esengikhulele khona. Ngifunde isikolo eHlathi Secondary School, baqedisa eFounders High School, naye college eZim College. I think ngi influence ngabantu ebemphila nabo njengomama, umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mapumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, influence from the music yasekhaya.
Bethe uSimba C ijahala ku-2013 ngakobulawayo hlangana naye lapha ke eMzantsi Afrika. Kunendlalandelakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngo-June lithiwani.
Then i-album yami ibizwa ngokuthiwa i-Changing Chords. Ine 14 tracks, ngifeaturisha ama-artist amaningi like o-John Dellinger, iproduce ngupapi Nsenga, Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanya ke uyathandeka uSimba C. Sikuhlelo labantu waza was a Friday. Yena usebenze labantu abaningi okwamagama.
Ngingadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yami. Ngidlalela bo Vusi Nova ku Evening of Love earlier this year, eSun Arena ePitori. Vusi Nova, Kelly Khumalo, Ntando, Something Soweto. Yabantu as well that are about influencer in music as we speak. Within those years, sengihambe places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring. Ngihamba ngicula zonke lezi ndawo around Europe, the Schengen area.
Ungakathi Bethe weSimba C, i-albhamu yakho le itholakala ngaphi nxa kunabantu abafuna ukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa, and online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer, it's available. Laba babefuna amakhophi bengekho lapha eGoli, ungakwazi ukuthi be-order through i-website yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwa-ke yizi ingoma zikaSimba C nguyembe silaye kuhlelo lwabantu, uhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Kungena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika. Siyayivala-ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli, hlalani khona izinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu weStudio 7. Igama lami ngezachitha Sibanda, lisale.
I am needing no fake love no more. Baby girl, know that I ain't coming back to you again. I've been warned, I've been told so many times.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimba C, uSimba Rashe Charandura, siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisilele uzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.